You look at Matthew chapter 12. I'm going to read to you from Jonah chapter 1, chapter 2, verse 1. Then Jonah prayed unto the Lord his God out of the fish's belly and said, I cried by reason of mine affliction unto the Lord, and he heard me. Out of the belly of hell cried I, and thou heardest my voice, for thou hast cast me into the deep and the midst of the seas, and the floods compassed me about. All thy billows and thy waves pass over me. And then I said, I am cast out of thy sight, yet I will look again toward thy holy temple. Thy waters compassed me about, even to the soul. The depth closed me round about. The weeds were wrapped about my head. I went down to the bottom of the mountains. The earth with her bars was about me forever. Yet hast thou brought up my life from corruption, O Lord my God. So what is this referring to? It's referring to the prophet Jonah, who disobeyed God. God had to chastise him and allow him to be swallowed up by a whale. Okay? Not cool at all. Because, you know, it's probably not a very pleasant place to be in the belly of a whale. But when you read the account here, he's talking about the sea weeds, you know, wrapping around his head. It's like, okay, that makes sense. You know, whales can swallow that. But then he talks about being in hell. And we know Jonah did not go to hell. Right? He talks about being at the bottoms of the mountains. We know that Jonah did not go to the bottoms of the mountains. He was in the ocean. He was baptized in the ocean, right? God's wrath was very much on Jonah. His punishment was on Jonah. We can see that clearly. But a lot of things that he said about his experience wasn't necessarily his personal experience. He was prophesying of Jesus Christ, of what something that he was going to experience. And the proof of that is found in Matthew chapter 12 and verse 39. Look what it says. But he answered and said unto them, an evil and adulterous generation seeketh after a sign. Preach that on a Sunday morning, amen. And there shall no sign be given to it but the sign of the prophet Jonas. For as Jonas was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, I want you to notice this, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. Now, if you're to place someone in the heart of the earth, then you can say, yeah, they're below the mountains. Yeah, the bars are compassing them round about. Yeah, they are in hell because the Bible explicitly describes hell as being in the center of the earth. So what was Jonah representing? He was representing the fact that when Jesus died, his soul descended into hell. Okay. Now, a lot of the modern versions would like for you to think, well, no, he descended into Abraham's bosom. But Abraham was not in hell, folks. He is in heaven when he died. Okay. He's still in heaven today. This is referring to the literal hell. Okay. And, you know, sometimes people, they kind of have a knee-jerk reaction at that. They're just like, what? You're saying that Jesus went to hell? Folks, the Bible says that he went to hell. And to prove that, Acts chapter 2, it says, his soul was not left in hell, neither did his flesh see corruption, the Bible says. And look, from a logical perspective, we understand that he went to hell because of the fact that if we died to pay for our sins, where would we go? To hell. So if Jesus Christ is dying to pay for our sins, that means he went to hell as well. And it's explicitly said throughout the Bible that that's exactly where he went. And even if you were to discount all those other scriptures, then you would have to say that Jesus took Jonah out of context. Right? Because he specifically said, like as Jonah was 3 days and three nights in the whale's belly, so shall the Son of Man be 3 days and three nights in the heart of the earth. And Jesus knew what Jonah chapter 2 said about the prophesying of Jesus being in hell. You understand? So when Jesus Christ died, when he talks about his burial, yeah, it's referring to his physical body being buried in or being placed in the tomb. But more specifically, it's referring to the fact that his soul descended to hell. What is it that he ascended, but that he first descended into the lower parts of the earth? That's what the Bible says. Right.